Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We start another week. It is Monday, May 11th. We are at 6:08. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
A little bit of fake sun. I mean, a lot of sunshine. Going to see some clouds today. See a high of 56 degrees. I'm ready for maybe like 60s or, I mean, we're mid-May.
It's very
now.
Non-Mayish lately. Yeah.
Let's roll. I was at the Zach Bryan Show on Saturday, which was tremendous. I only mention that because, well, it wasn't warm there either, perfectly honest.
I was wondering how you would dress for that. And I saw a lot of people, you know, utilizing the inside covered areas to go in and out during the show.
Fortunately, I got there. I don't want to say perfect timing, but I waited. I was downtown and then it just started raining like crazy. The Guardians game was delayed. And then this beautiful double rainbow came out. Like, that was awesome to
that
see.
That was in Westlake, too. That was awesome.
So you could see it everywhere. I mean, that was great. And then saw it. Well, no, I think that the rain's probably out of here, which it was, and make the way down. And, it was just, I mean, it was tremendous. It's just one of those where you're wishing it was like a 70-degree day
sure,
or something closer as opposed to 50, 55 degrees. But enough about that. One way to warm up is certainly listen for your at 9:22, 12:22, and 3:22, your chance for those boarding passes. Get out of here. Head to Jamaica. It's got to be 86. I feel like the high is always 86 and beautiful and, and just a perfect breeze. Water's right. Just perfect.
Just a nice, lapping, gentle wave coming
like
in.
There's no waves. Was that a takeaway of yours when we were there?
It's 79 right now. Right now in Negril where we were.
Oh,
it's 79 with a high of 85 degrees today.
7 miles of white sandy beaches.
Just gorgeous.
The food was tremendous. You deserve that. Oh, working all day. All the things that you have to do. Probably pay the bills. I would imagine it's something that's probably
you don't have to do that in Jamaica
all the time.
No, you don't.
Put those in the back burner. Don't worry about that. So 9:22 is your first boarding pass. Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
We take one guess a day for dead guy in an envelope. It's so fun and lengthy. He's dead.
It is fun
and lengthy.
Don't you love this game?
I don't. It just takes so long. It just takes so long. And
that's
then even last time.
Each day is closer to the answer. We started this, I'm looking right now, on March 16th, and it was a listener that DM'd us. We had a bunch of them. We had to choose one that chose the name in the envelope. Wasn't you, wasn't me.
No. So he's dead. He's the guy. He's in the envelope. You just have to take a guess.
Full phone. So we're not the only ones that love this. I'm telling you. It is the biggest game in America. They talked about it when we were in Jamaica.
They did not.
They're like, man, you play that game?
They did not.
Okay.
They did not say that.
Was not true. 216-343-1021. EMCs, we need your guests for the day. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning, buddy.
Tim, how are you, buddy?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I miss you guys.
We missed you back, man. There's no doubt about that. I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you're calling. Also, Jen had two wishes that she mentioned on Friday for Mother's Day that she wanted to have happen. I'm going to reset that, and then we're going to ask Jen if they came true, if one came true, if none came true. I'm very intrigued. Two things, that's all she wanted.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah. But let's get to dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's an envelope. What's your guess?
I'm going to go with John F. Kennedy, buddy.
That's a good guess. That's not the answer.
Not John F. Kennedy. 0 for 2, 1 for 2, 2 for 2. How was Mother's Day? That's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. So this was on Friday.
I asked for two things for Mother's Day. I want to wake up to a clean house. And I don't mean a clean house like we straightened up. I mean, like, we're having a party that day and every single room is clean. Number two, I don't want to cook any meals. I don't want to cook a single meal that day. I don't want it to be like, oh, we're going to brunch, so you'll cook dinner. No. Mm-mm.
All right. So those are the two things. We talked about it on Friday. What do moms want for Mother's Day? Those are your two things.
Yes. And as far as the clean house goes, I woke up to a clean house.
But it wasn't party clean.
Now, was it party clean? It was mostly party clean.
Okay.
The boys party even clean worked hard in their bedroom. Yeah, party clean's intense.
You say party clean, and I say friend over clean. Like, we all have.
Right.
Like, if Izzy want my 11-year-old, if she wants to have a friend over, that room specifically can't be a train wreck. I don't need any. You cannot have that.
My boys did a great job cleaning their room. It was very close.
Oh, so clean. All right.
It was very clean. I woke up to a clean house. That's one of my wishes. And I cooked nothing yesterday.
That's two for two.
I know. Do you know, we had my parents over. We had...
You made your mom clean? Or
I
your mom
made
cook?
My mom cook.
Good call.
Yes, it was delicious. No, Nate grilled steaks, made a nice rice pilaf, a baked potato.
What?
We even had Dairy Queen cake for dessert.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad my wife is sleeping.
It was a good day.
I grabbed Chinese food.
How was that? That sounds delicious.
That was very good. It was a very good. That is not steak... And rice pilaf, but, you know, egg roll, and I still had rice.
That sounds very good.
Wow.
But, I mean, she didn't ask for those things. You know, those are I asked for a cooked meal. Like, I wanted that. And then I sat there and watched everyone do the dishes.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
It was so nice.
Did you have, like, a cigarette and just, like, lit one up and watched them?
No, I did not
hanging
have a cigarette.
Hanging out, a little glass of wine,
no,
maybe a cigar.
No, you know what I did? I was sitting there digging around the crunchies, eating the exterior of the cake so I could save the crunchies.
No, I don't like this bragging now.
And then, do you know the nerve that my husband Nate had? He looked at my parents, and he said to them, hey, do you want to take any of this Dairy Queen cake home with
you? That's bad human.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
That is not great.
Don't you know this needs to sit in our freezer all week and I need to dig through that center?
Yep.
Like, no.
That
Why
can't
would you
happen.
Offer that to them?
I mean, it's very nice. He's very nice.
But I don't know if it was necessary. I literally was like, what? And then I felt bad.
That is a good Mother's Day.
They didn't take any.
Anybody else good Mother's Day? Was it good? Hopefully it was. 216-343-1021. Anybody else with a Dairy Queen cake?
Willoughby Hills is at 39 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. The Cleveland Monsters headed to the AHL North Division Finals after knocking Syracuse out in four games. They open the best of five series against the Toronto Marlies on Thursday night at Rocket Arena. Great Lakes Science Center just announced its Dome Movies After Dark lineup. Kicks off May 21st. With Titanic, the film, the movie. They're showing it at the Science Center. I know. And there's a new Titanic artifact exhibit. What a nice night out.
That I would like to see.
Well, why don't you go see the exhibit and the movie?
Always mixed reviews on the movie. Didn't do well at the box office. Why would I see it?
Literally never a mixed review. Never.
Yeah, there is. People say it's 3 hours of their life they can't get back.
Okay.
Or they love it. There are definitely mixed reviews.
Project Hail Mary will be shown there. That would be amazing to see in that theater. Jaws, Superman, One Battle After Another, and Contact. Tickets start around $11. For Titanic, let's go. You want to go?
It depends on the time of day for you, though.
I will
like
buy your ticket.
Project Hail Mary at 9 a.m.
First of all.
Great Lakes Science Center.
Do you think... We could go right after the show and watch Titanic. Stevie's never seen it either. We could do a little trio thing.
I'm busy.
I'll buy the tickets.
I'm busy.
It's on me for your birthday.
Got a bad back or I'd like to.
If I buy, you'll be sitting. Listen, what if I buy this as your birthday gift? You can't say no. You have to generously or graciously accept a gift. That's it.
I'm going to skip that one this
year. We're doing that.
Birthday. Mm-mm. It's birthday free this month.
It's false. I'm going to look up the schedule. We'll figure something out. Okay. A contestant on The Price is Right made show history Friday. Won more than $240,000 in cash and prizes. This is the largest single game payout ever on the show. She played a game called The Lion Share, including two $100,000 prizes and a trip to Morocco. I don't even know what The Lion Share is, but I want to play it now. That sounds amazing.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. So, producer Stevie, did you get your mom a Dairy Queen cake for Mother's Day like Jen got, or...
No.
Same.
I didn't even see her. She doesn't live near me.
Yeah.
All right.
Dairy Queen cake. Steak, rice pilaf, what was the third thing?
Baked potato.
Baked potato, and ended with Dairy Queen cake.
I don't know if my mom would love a Dairy Queen cake.
Yeah, not everybody loves it.
Like,
my mom
something else.
Was there, and she likes ice cream, but she doesn't love it like I do. Like, I am obsessed with ice cream.
That Dairy Queen cake is one of those things... That I just don't understand if you don't like.
Yeah, same.
I mean, because you could like the vanilla. You could like, there's different aspects of it. I mean, the interior of that cake is like no other. I don't
it's
understand.
Like no other.
How would you not like that? allergy or something? I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. That
I
thing
don't
is-
know. And I made the comment to my family last night, and I made this statement. It's a bold statement. I'm not going to lie to you. There is nothing like chocolate ice cream from Dairy Queen. It is, in my opinion, the best. Even I think choose it over banana cream pie at Mitchell's.
I was going to say, we have a lot. That's one thing in Northeast Ohio. We have a bajillion. We could do an entire tour, Jen and Tim show, all summer long of locally owned ice cream, custard, whatever it might be. I mean, I've lived in Manitowoc. There's places I drive past all the time I haven't been to. It's a shame that the season isn't longer for a lot of them, but
you can eat it in the winter too. That's just what we gotta say. I gotta give I love banana cream pie at Mitchell's. I love it. But Dairy Queen chocolate, which is in the Dairy Queen cake, there's just nothing compares. Mm. I don't know what they put
in that.
That
is bold.
It's the best.
You agree or disagree with that, Stevie?
It's not my favorite.
There you go.
Like ice cream, Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Like I eat it if someone has it.
Is there a place in T County that smacks? Like a local or another local place? I'm just trying to think.
You
grew up.
Miller's. Of course it's called Miller's.
I was going to guess Miller's or Yoder's.
It's Amish owned, yes. Of course it is. But they have a ho-ho cake that people love.
Little Debbie.
Are you serious?
Okay, yeah. We need that.
And it's an ice cream cake as well.
We are going to do this. You know how we did the, and we could always bring it back because we didn't hit as many as we wanted, the signs?
Yes.
This needs to happen.
An ice cream cone.
And it's all Tasty Tuesdays for the summer. Brought to you by whoever sales department wants to do.
Listen, what if I get you that ho-ho cake and take you to Titanic? You eat the ho-ho cake while you watch the movie.
Yeah, I'm busy. Like, it's weird because the entire run of Titanic... I'm actually busy. I've never. And so
that's
is Stevie.
Interesting.
Very busy.
Steve's not busy.
Oh, she's
Steve's
busy.
Steve's available.
What do you have for Stevie on the socials?
My entire For You page over the weekend, I don't know why, was all about this ultra marathon called the Cocodona 250. Have you guys seen anything about that? Suddenly, I'm very familiar with this race, and it sounds horrifying. I don't know why people willingly do this race.
My father-in-law has done an ultra before, and I wonder if it's similar to this, because I've heard of it, and he would explain what it is. I'm like, why would you do that?
How do you do an ultra?
Insane.
I don't even understand.
It's so crazy.
I admire that so much. I don't understand. So if you don't know, you will. 3 minutes away.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
For some reason, my entire For You page this weekend was all about the Cocodona 250, which if you don't know what that is, it's an ultra marathon and it covers 253.3 miles across varied landscapes in Arizona. So it's the equivalent of 10 full marathons.
Oh my.
The race starts in Black Canyon City and finishes in downtown Flagstaff.
Like consecutively? Like straight through?
Yeah, it takes 5 days.
Okay.
It's like a 5-day ultra marathon.
All right.
You go through the desert, you go through the red rocks, you go through pine forest. So you really get a wide variety there. I'm seeing all these vlogs of these runners. There's this guy named Andy Glaze. He's running it. He was all over my For You page all weekend. And obviously I kept watching him because it was so interesting. They're showing people just sleeping on this trail for like 16 minutes. Some people, they say you can most advanced runners sleep for 30 to 60 minutes, while others use the full 125 hours to walk and rest the race. The race starts at 5 a.m. on a Monday and finishes the cutoff by 10 a.m. on Saturday. And this year they had the first woman who won. They showed her finishing it and she looked like nothing happened. Like it was just a quick little jog.
What?
And then I see these vlogs of these people that had so many people can't even finish. There's all these medical issues. I don't even understand why people do it.
Where do they go to the bathroom?
Some people just go in the woods. I saw someone going off trail to a porta potty they found.
Oh, there was.
You're just loose in the wild.
It's like Survivor in the ultra.
Yes.
Do you really have to go a lot though when you're running? You're sweating it out.
You would have, if it's 5 days, you have to go, go.
Yeah,
and then
what do you eat?
Like, do you eat or do you
they
just eat those,
little,
like,
gels and those gels bananas, right? And
they have
gummies.
Little stops in the woods and
but
there's,
that's
like,
all
people
they
making
eat?
Them food. Like, cheese quesadillas, like, very chill things because you don't want to upset the stomach. You got along. I saw their feet. This guy, he was showing me his toes after.
Oh, God.
There's, no toenails.
You thought
no
my
toenails.
Feet were bad.
I don't even... What do you mean no toenail? Like, because they're hitting so much if the toenails fall off?
He just has black dots on his feet.
Anybody else with black dots on their feet
That's
from running?
So 216-343-1021.
And or if you're a marathon runner or more, because marathon's 26.2. If you've run something like this or know somebody that does, where did you go to the bathroom? It's Jen insane. Wants to know.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that.
And what did you eat? What is the fuel? You know, I mean, even if it's, you have to have fuel. I don't even understand. How could you, and how's that enjoyable? Like, I understand it's through the beautiful part of the U.S. Mm. Are you enjoying it?
Also,
are you looking around?
How hot in Arizona is it? And also, how do you just eat a gelatinous pack of food for 5 days?
That's it. Well, I don't know. Astronauts do it.
Climate changed a lot.
Astronauts can do it.
Sometimes it was really hot. Sometimes it was really cold when they were up in the mountains. I mean, they were going up and down mountains. Like, this is not just a.
And then
a gain of 39,000 feet and a loss of 33,000 feet. So you are going up and down. This is not
also
flat through downtown Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Listen, what about their sweaty clothes then? Do they change at some point? How bad is the stench?
You need to watch Andy Glaze's TikToks. He's vlogging everything.
Is he carrying a backpack?
Yes, he's a
backpack. Oh, he's carrying a backpack.
Runner. Yeah, and he shows putting a jacket on, taking it off.
Maybe it's better if we have a nurse or doctor. What are the black dots on the feet? I need to know what black dots on the feet are. 216-343-1 on the toes? Black dots on the toes. Nurses! No, we're good, Stevie. I don't want you to see any more feet pictures that go with the Stevie on the socials. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This is a perfect time to thank yourself that you can just hear the show and not see the content. Well, you can on TikTok. Black dots on the feet, the toenails,
the
or lack
toenails
thereof.
Are just, they're very small and they're dark.
People trying to eat Fruit Loops right now. We can't talk about these feet.
I don't, not only that, Stevie just showed me a video during that song, a TikTok video of this man wearing a jort to run in, by the way. Lovely fashion. He's peeling off his socks from a filth foot, like so dirty and muddy because he just ran 250 miles or whatever. He has tape on there and then he untapes it and you see the black dots. But even worse than the grossness of the foot is his like gross breathing and like huffing and puffing in the video.
I don't know how you do that. I don't understand. I've said it all the time.
I don't like
my buddy Mike. His wife runs all the time. She's amazing. Their son is like the fastest. I don't know how old he is now, 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there. Like I just don't even, and they enjoy it. They love it.
They love it.
I have my cousin Nikki. She has run for years in cross country. And I even told her, I said, you know, like in school, you know, you run for, if you're playing basketball or something, you run and then, you know, the end result is playing a basketball game or football or whatever the sport might be. I'm like, you run to then run more. You condition to that, like the goal. I have never been that guy. I think it's amazing. I just can't do it.
When you are gearing up and training for that, are you like dreading the day it comes or excited that it's finally here? Like, oh God, now I gotta do it.
They have a lot of pressure on them because they just want to finish the race. And a lot of people don't finish the race. So I think that they are anxious going into it.
I would be. Well, I would never do that.
That's another great Stevie on the socials, minus the foot pics.
Minus the foot pics.
First boarding pass of the week, 922 on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Your chance to get qualified to head to Jamaica.
It's so good! Stop. You will love it!
Absolutely, Jen.
That's true. That is true.
80 degrees already there.
I just saw a TikTok about Jamaica.
Did it make you excited about Jamaica? It
made me want to go to Jamaica.
Yeah.
There's no TikTok bad.
Yeah.
It's about a lovely... lovely resort, just like the one you could go to that I didn't go to.
Should have not mentioned this with you.
I know. That was maybe a bad call. I wish Stevie was there.
Of course we wish Stevie was there.
We missed you. Listen, right before we went to Jamaica, you took a day off, right?
We held it back.
Well, yeah. You not took a day off. Sorry. You had to call off.
I did.
Like, I wasn't going to get into the details.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But anyway, you weren't here. Stevie and I were alone.
Right.
I have been waiting since that day to talk to you about this because Stevie has a new alarm clock. You know, we get up early. It's hard to get up. I know you're not a snoozer typically.
Yeah, you're right. I am. It goes off and I'm up. I don't know if it's just.
Yeah. We set 7,000 alarms and like have a hard time waking up. We're just those kind of people. Mm-hmm. We're similar in that way. So Stevie was very excited that, and it happened to be that day that you were off, to tell me she has a new alarm clock.
Yes.
That is.
I was adding more alarms and I wasn't even hearing them anymore.
Yeah.
So I needed a solution.
She needed a solution. She came up with a solution. This story is twofold.
Okay.
Up next, I feel like we need to put a warning out there. This is going to be an alarming sound.
Okay.
but you have to hear. Up next, we have to play Stevie's alarm for you. Okay? I particularly am excited for you to hear it because I think I
like an alarm is an alarm, isn't it?
Like, I mean, just, well, you, right?
you wakes you up in a panic.
You decide.
Get the heart pumping.
You decide.
I cannot wait to hear what this might be. I have no idea. This has been a very well kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
So Stevie's new alarm. That's it. All right. That's next. I don't know what's happening. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite. So it's Stevie's new alarm clock. The other noises were not working, so you had to.
Stevie's new alarm clock for anyone that has trouble waking up. This is it's so jarring. It's so alarming. Sure I feel is. Like we need to give you a warning before we even play because you're going to play it from your
yes.
phone.
This is serious.
This is what wakes you up in the morning. There is. When you hear this on the air, this is not an emergency. There is no one behind you. There are not sirens near you. This is Stevie playing her alarm clock. And it, why don't you start it now? Because doesn't it like, it starts like
it's
real
a gentle
quiet.
Gentle wake up.
Uh-huh.
So like, well, it's currently playing.
Well, okay. It's currently playing. Put yes. it right up to the speaker.
This is Stevie's phone.
Can you hear it? So far. These are not real sirens.
Oh, this is
Stevie's
this
phone.
This is how I have to wake up.
This... Can you hear it?
That's your phone?
Put it right here, Stevie. Like, yeah, there you go.
It just, not, and it doesn't stop.
What is hear, happening?
It gets more aggressive as okay. it goes. Now.
Yeah.
Now, you hear that. That is panic-inducing,
it
right?
It is. Why would you ever switch to that noise?
Why would you ever
well,
want that?
Well, the standard iPhone was not doing it for me. I yeah. needed about one every minute.
Me
and
too,
I was still
Stevie?
Not waking up to it. I wouldn't even hear the thing
me
anymore.
Too. I sleep through. I get used to them, and I would try uh-huh. to change them all the time. So you think, wow, Jen, you've now introduced Stevie's alarm to me. That is jarring.
Right, it's
that's
horrendous.
Terrible.
I can't even believe. Yeah.
That is not even the worst part.
Not at all.
Because you will not believe how she has to turn it off.
You can't just hit snooze.
You can't just hit
what do you
snooze.
Mean? What? I missed in one a, day of work.
In a million years, you will not even guess how you turn this alarm off.
Okay.
That very jarring alarm.
All right. Maybe you have a guess on how she has to turn that thing off. You can shoot us a DM. I have no idea. I'm still getting used to the fact that that's your alarm.
It's horrifying.
I don't even know what's happening next. Wait, so how do you turn this alarm clock off? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Well, you have two choices. You can either solve a math problem or solve a puzzle. I chose
You're
the
lying.
Puzzle. I chose the
Why?
Puzzle route.
You did? I thought you were doing math.
No, I can't do mental math. I would need to pull out my calculator. The thing would be glare. Because some of the problems were not easy. So here, you click start mission, and this is what I have to do. Three rounds of this.
To get it
to shut off.
That horrifying alarm sound, which you heard before, that sounds like
and
sirens.
It's playing until you open this thing up.
And you either do math or you solve a puzzle. Is that not the literal worst thing you've ever heard of?
The worst thing. I couldn't imagine waking up to that, which sounds like emergency sirens.
Yes.
Like something bad is happening
yes.
in your home, in your apartment, and wherever.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds immediately. Let alone you can't shut it off because
you got to do math. You got, and you just woke up. These sirens are not like, oh, a siren just drove by me. It's like
oh,
30
no,
of them all at once.
It gets louder and louder. And you can't, as much as you try, if you try to turn it off with the iPhone, because it's on my, it's like an app.
Okay.
So if I try and shut it off on my phone, like turn the volume off, it just comes right back on. It like breaks the laws of your phone.
And you're keeping this?
It works.
It's working.
It's working.
Well, I bet it's working.
But if it doesn't, there's an even extended version you could get. Then you have to do more things than just math.
It's
a very
like you get
elaborate.
To the third thing, you're already rattled. There's all these noises going off, and you could easily screw up those mathematical equations.
Uh-huh.
You can't turn it off till you solve it right or get the correct pattern.
That seems like a horrible Jen and Tim show game of some sort.
Yes. I feel like I need this so badly, and I will never download that because it is terrifying.
You need it. It's called Alarmy.
Download it. Alarmy?
Okay. Alarmy.
Good. Yeah, we're getting a message about it.
You need it.
I can't believe you have to do math.
From Danielle. Math or a puzzle. at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning.
So terrible.
Someone has to do that. Oh, my goodness. All right. So is the new alarm clock working?
Yes.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Danielle, please let me know where I can buy Stevie's alarm clock. My son does not hear his phone or old alarm clock. It's an app, though, right?
Yes, it's an app called Alarmy.
Oh, that'd be great. Please. If your son or daughter is impossible to wake up for school, Please download that app. It's a paid app.
You might frighten them away.
Can you imagine changing that?
You're going to frighten your whole house away.
There is a free trial, and I canceled my free trial, and so far I haven't had to pay yet. Don't tell them, though.
I'm still using it. Are you?
Well, I hope. Yeah. What if one day it stops working and then you just sleep?
Oh, you do.
Yeah. I get it.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is this the worst alarm clock you've ever heard in your life?
It is the worst alarm clock I've ever heard in my life.
And you have to do a puzzle or a math equation? A couple of them to get through? How do you turn it off?
Three rounds before it turns off.
I didn't know it's three rounds.
Yep.
I would not even be awake enough.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.